Happy hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 16th of August, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Starting off our news with Facebook and more changes and app updates. Oh boy. This time it has to do with our news feed again. Yes, they are rolling out a pretty significantly redesigned news feed, giving it a, what they're calling, a cleaner look. Actually, it looks a lot like Twitter. Just saying. Facebook says that the changes will improve readability and navigation. Changes you're going to see is dropping of blue accents and, like I said, switching to a more Twitter-style rounded images. However, though, this will be the first step of many changes to come from what we're hearing. So no, this isn't the finished product just yet. It's like newsfeed in beta, shall we say. Facebook also said they wanted to improve how people navigate newsfeed to create a more consistent experience. Things like seeing a link where it will take you before you actually click on it, and being able to return to the newsfeed once you finish reading something that's, say, away from Facebook. All in all, just like with anything Facebook, don't get used to it, because I'm sure it's going to change probably next week anyways. Samsung is teasing us. Ooh, those little devils. And it all has to do with the new, bigger Galaxy Note 8. Of course, we all know we've heard the rumors that Samsung is expecting to unveil a big screen, shall we say, phablet next week. And now they got a new 35-second clip kind of teasing us about it. Of course, Samsung doesn't make it completely direct, saying, hey, look at the bigger Galaxy Note 8. No, nothing like that. But there's so much words in this video saying it's going to be bigger, it's going to innovate, open, and lead, and all sorts of things. I guess right now we're just speculating, but we'll find out probably something around 11 a.m. Eastern time in New York City next week. That's when we'll learn all the juicy details. Vending machines. How many do you visit in a day? I know, when you think vending machines, you think, yeah, soda or chips or something like that. No. This is completely different, because we're talking about Amazon here. It's called Amazon Instant Pickup, and it's a new service that will allow customers to pick up items within minutes of just ordering them. As they say, it's the vending machine of the future. I don't know. I don't really get it either. But they're promising, however, that it will be much faster than Amazon Prime. And, of course, much faster than traditional shipping options. What customers do, they'll order from the Amazon app. Then they'll use a barcode to access their purchase. That can be anything, you know, like a snack, a drink, or even phone chargers. Then an Amazon employee fills in the instant pickup locker within minutes of the order, and voila, there's your stuff. Yeah, I came close to saying the other word. Now, if you want to try Amazon Instant Pickup, it's only available in 5 locations. So yes, again, it's very beta. You can try it out at the University of California at Berkeley and UCLA. And Amazon is hoping to expand the service to 22 more college campuses sometime by the end of the year. Again, U.S. only. And finally, the DeLorean. What do you think about it? I know, you're thinking Back to the Future. All that be said, the car is a lot more famous now than it was in the 80s. But probably the coolest scene out of the Back to the Future was when the DeLorean took off and flew. Yeah, like that ever happened. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Yes, that's right, Paul DeLorean is about to compete for the race to a flying car. Now, for those of you who don't know who Paul DeLorean is, well, that's the nephew of John DeLorean. He's the one that made the Back to the Future DeLorean. Anyways, seems the younger DeLorean has revealed plans that the DeLorean DR7 will be a two-seater, basically, aircraft. The DR7 will have 4 wings and a pair of winglets. There you'll find a fan jet up front and around the back. And you'll be able to take off and land. Yeah, so it's kind of like a helicopter, but go like a jet. Now, can you buy the thing yet? No. There is, however, though, a dummy model that's been made. Measures about 30 feet long and about 18 feet wide. I know, not going to fit in your garage right now, but there are plans to make it be foldable, shall we say. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website for the podcast. The review section, blog is over there too. And so many other goodies for your liking. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community hanging out in our Slack room. Come hang with us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Friday. We'll get caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Yes, indeed. But until then, have a glorious hump day, and thank you, as always, for listening.